work done. They say life.
I'm 40 now, and that's, you know, I mean, I'm 40. I'm half dead, basically. 40's a weird age.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson!
Ah! Frustrating, but inevitable for most people. It's middle-age spread.
Hey, Endo! This is what it is. You put one foot in front of the other, and
Mommy, Daddy.
Today, we're going to talk about the fountain of youth.
Now I can officially grouse about how long of a week it's been.
Really?
We were talking off mic. Do I look tired?
No.
I don't. I have gotten a couple of good nights of rest.
Right.
One because I stayed in a hotel and I was so tired I conked out at 9:30 and I woke up at 7. So that's a good right. night's sleep.
A hard day. I think I remember seeing you at Keeneland. That was such a hard day of work.
It's exhausting.
It's not like in the sunshine.
I was there
watching the horses.
I was there for work. My boss lives in Birmingham and she was in this week and we, for most of those days she was here, we sat in a room and talked to people. And it's, you ever seen Office Space? The movie?
No.
Office Space?
No, I don't see any movies that you've
That's
seen.
That's your weekend assignment. Okay. Is watch Office Space.
Sure.
But there's a scene in there where these two consultants come in. They're both named Bob and they call them, you know, people call them the Bobs. I have a meeting with the Bobs. I was one of the Bobs.
Oh,
and
gosh.
It's, you know,
it was just a revolving door. Of
yeah,
meetings.
It's one after the other in 15-minute increments.
That sounds awesome. Were there no windows? Because
I'm
just picturing a room with no windows.
Windows were fine. But we ran late. I hate running late. I just hate it.
Right.
And I get panicky. So we were an hour and a half late to Keeneland, and the first cocktail tasted really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why I went home and conked out. At any rate, so it was a long week with that. And I was in a really bad headspace this week, and I kind of wanted to talk about that.
Okay. What put you there?
I've written a blog about this in the past on danvonderhyde.com, which is rarely written on and rarely read.
Those two things go hand in hand,
but,
you know.
But you know me. I love to binge watch shows.
Right.
You know, and this week, starting at the end of last week through the weekend and on through... When did I finish that? Monday night, maybe? I finished a series called 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
Have you heard about this?
No, I have not.
Okay. It was based on a book about a girl who commits suicide.
Wonderful.
And she leaves 13 tapes behind it to explain why she did this. It's kind of an audio suicide letter, so to speak.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's really well done, and it's interesting, and there's a reason I watched 13 episodes of it, is because but oh my gosh, it is so dark, and it affects, watching that, getting that input into your brain in too much
concentrated
yeah,
way. You binge watch it, so it's too
I
much.
I swear
so
to you, it affected the chemistry of my brain.
So you do not recommend this?
I would watch it again, but I would space it over a much longer.
Space it with some happiness in between?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So I had to get, when I got to the hotel room, was it Wednesday night? I had to watch a stupid, Spy Hard was a movie I watched, which is like Airplane. It's just goofy, silly stuff. And I could feel it. I could feel my chemistry changing.
Yes.
So at any, I had a busy week with the boss in town. We had all this stuff to do, and now I have an even longer list of stuff to do. And I just wanted to sit in my house and stare at the wall because of the brain chemistry.
So this weekend, are you going to get to do that? You going to stare at the wall?
I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be out and active and in the sunshine. So
I've get some vitamin D therapy.
At least I have the wisdom in life to recognize that my brain chemistry is changing and that I can do something about it.
Well, I've been there before, definitely.
Yeah.
That was one of the kind of things that happened maybe a month or two ago when I decided, you know, I was at working my job part-time with 25 hours. And there, it got to a point where it was just like I didn't like the way my brain was functioning.
Yes.
And I knew.
You get caught in patterns.
Boom. And that's it. And my husband would say to me, you know, I think if this isn't working for you, and I needed, just do it. Just make a change. But I needed that moment
yeah.
where I realized
yeah, yeah, yeah.
where this, ugh, now I know because something happened or whatever. But it's really important for people.
Tuesday was super rainy too, right? It was kind of a funky day. So
it was.
I finished it Monday night at 11:30 because by God I was going to get through this thing. And the final episode is very graphic. It's very graphic. So I got to put that out there.
Right.
That if you're going to watch this, you got to be prepared for it to avert your eyes or whatever because it's pretty harsh. And so I woke up Tuesday morning and it's all rainy and dark. I'm like, this is so bad. And then, of course, the rest of the week it's been beautiful.
Right.
So I can feel my
springtime
chemistry
happiness.
But
come on.
I think that's a lesson to be learned for people is the things that you're feeding into your brain will affect how you think and behave. Therefore, feed yourself something that is
exactly it's
nutritional.
It's the same thing as the people you're around.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly,
and the situations that you're in and how they can affect you, because that's just that's like you said, what you're taking in.
You know, here's a bad segue for you.
Okay, gosh.
You know what you could feed your brain with? The happiest place on earth.
Oh yes.
Speaking of which,
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, we have a special guest this week.
We do.
Who's going to? Well, you talk about it.
Well,
I've talked too much.
You talked about darkness and suicide.
Right, and brought everybody down.
Yes, and it totally goes with Disney World.
Right.
So Lindsay I met because we have children and go to the same school and, you know, play sports together, things like that. And I learned that she's a travel agent, particularly specialized in Disney. Mm-hmm. And that always intrigued me just because it's kind of like, oh, wow, like, there's travel agents out there when you have the internet. You
can
just go click and buy a whole package. And so I just thought it would be interesting for people to hear how do these travel agents work? What's the benefit of working with them? Because we're all planning family vacations.
Right.
And there's people out there. If you can let go of controlling it, there are people out there that can do everything for you. You don't have to pay them.
That's kind of the dream, though, in life. You just
and
have
then you just go.
Yeah.
And it's set up for you. So that's what Lindsay is going to talk about.
Yeah, it's great. We've already had her in. That's the secret of the podcast.
We
already had the conversation. We live in a non-linear world here.
No, we just do things all haphazard here.
So if you are planning a vacation, I think you will find this useful. And even if you go to Disney frequently, I know families that go all the time, maybe they can benefit from this conversation and the knowledge that she can drop on us. So let's jump into that.
I'm Steve Coombs, and each week, Rick Redding and I record a new episode of Eat, Drink, Talk. We'll fill you up and fill you in on what's happening in Louisville's thriving drinking and dining scene. We bring you food news, interviews, and our take on what's happening around town. Find us on iTunes and download Eat, Drink, Talk.
So we just had spring break, and I was looking at everybody's Facebook pages, and so many people. We didn't go on vacation this spring break. Did you, Dan?
Yes, we went to Washington, D.C.,
right.
And I dragged my tired, middle-aged body with an aching back around
yes,
the city.
Yes, right, and you made it. You made it, though. But yeah. So many people go to Florida and things like that, and sometimes it's a little overwhelming. So I have a friend. Her name is Lindsay Porter, and she is here with us today. Say hi.
Hello.
Yay. And she knows way more than anyone listening about Disney stuff. She's a travel agent.
Okay.
And she specializes in Disney but can really help with anything. So I thought I'd have her on because I'm getting kind of lazy in my old age. I used to be really gung-ho and I'd like to plan everything. Now I'm kind of like, wow, somebody else can do this for me. So I don't know. I just thought this would be a good thing to discuss those big trips.
I think it's fascinating that there are travel agents.
Yes.
In the age of the internet.
Yes, there are still a lot of us.
Because I got out of school in 94, and I had to do some traveling for work, but the company had a travel agent they worked with.
Right.
And he would go on, and that's when I figured out, I think I booked my first plane ticket by myself in 1995. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
And haven't looked back since.
And so what all do you do for people? Tell everyone like a brief little, I don't know, sales pitch, if you will.
Sure, sure. Well, if you're interested in Disney travel, for example, and visiting the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, I will help you we'll first determine your dates and your accommodations.
And that can be overwhelming. So that's helpful to have a human being who actually knows about the places.
Right, because you have on-property resorts, you have off-property options, and the on-property resorts, there are a lot of them and a lot of different price points and a lot of different amenities they offer. So I kind of first help you make heads or tails of that and what would work best for your travel group and would fit your needs the best. Then from there, we talk about tickets. You've got base tickets and park hopper tickets and park hopper and more
and those
tickets.
Bracelet and things.
Do they make it difficult on purpose?
It all comes together very, very nicely once you arrive. But yes, the pieces and parts, the moving parts to planning can be a little confusing, uh-huh. which is where I come in. And so I just kind of help you make heads or tails of all of that. And you know, with tickets and people don't realize what a big deal dining is at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. Like whether or not to get the dining packages or not, and what are the benefits and where can you eat? What are excluded?
Which limbs do I need to sell in order to afford it?
I know. If you want to dine with a character, like, you have to donate a kidney.
I got a spare kidney.
Right.
But I'd like to keep it just in case.
Well, there are endless amounts of options for dining on property. And so, you know, people just think it's buffets with the characters and that's it. But there's not. There's really some, there are those options. And then there's tons of other really neat experiences. So I just kind of help you pick and choose what works for your group and make an itinerary. I know a lot of people like to be relaxed on vacation and kind of go with the flow, but with Disney, at least helps to have a little bit of a plan, and you can still have some downtime to do that. So I just kind of help you work all that into your itinerary and put together something that's going to work for you. And then throughout the planning process, I remind you of when it's time to make your fast passes, because that's all done in advance now too.
You have to reserve those.
Mm-hmm. 60 days out and order your Magic Band.
60 days out?
60 days out. Mm-hmm.
I can't walk into the park and buy a fast pass.
You cannot buy a fast pass at all, as a matter of fact. As a as a park guest, you are automatically entitled to 3 fast passes per day. If you're on-property guest, you can make those 60 days in advance.
Okay.
You can schedule those. And those are included. There are no additional cost. With your park ticket, they're included. If you're an off-property guest, it's 30 days in advance. So we do that.
Why I wanted to have you on, because as a parent, you could be like, oh yeah, we're gonna take the kids to Disney, and then if you get online,
it's not like going to Kings Island
there. Yeah, there's, you can't just like enter and then walk in the circle, you know. There's so much that I really think there is a benefit to having somebody who knows. You would even know, no, oh, you can't do that on the same day because this is too far, or this is that, you know, and how to make that work.
Right. So I try to make sure you're not moving around as much, you know, you're in one location as much as possible for a day. So you're not, you know, bussing back and forth, spending your whole day chasing lines or dining reservations or whatever it is. So, and just knowing, like you said, that this works and this doesn't work, and, you know, depending, and it's, you know, tailored to every family's needs. Some families are on the, we want everything princess. We want to do it all princess, and I can do that.
All Star Wars all the time.
Exactly, and I've got several of those clients as well.
Or Harry Potter, right? You can deal with the Universal situation.
I do,
right?
Yep.
We've done that before.
Yep.
So I can tell you all sorts of stuff about Universal. But I went to Disney in 98 as an adult, mm-hmm. and that was it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Okay, but you've done Universal.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I love that.
All of that myself.
You
was
did.
Not, it wasn't pleasant.
There you go. You didn't know that the Lindsays were out there.
No, because I'd never been there before, so I couldn't make sense of the map of the park and the fact there are two different parks there at Universal, and they're, you know, they have the on resort stuff, but if we stayed off resort because I had hotel points, and there's one right outside the gate, which was helpful.
Right.
But I'm a person who likes to go with the flow. So having every detail planned out every day would make me panic that gosh, we're falling behind schedule. But there's flexibility there, I assume.
There, yes, okay. Absolutely. I like to make your base itinerary. So you know what park you're going to be in what day, and And if you're interested in the dining plan and you want to take advantage of some of those, you know, fun dining opportunities around Disney World, you you kind of have that planned. And then from there, there's, you know, there's some wiggle room. We always take a midday break in our family. My kids are 10, 9, and 4, and I can't think of a day we won't take a midday break. And that's kind of our downtime. And so absolutely, it sounds like everything has to be planned to a T, but there's definitely some wiggle room in there for downtime.
How many days could you spend at Disney if you wanted to see everything?
Oh, gosh. If you wanted to see everything, you'd have to spend about a month. But for
there,
first...
There are five parks?
There are four parks and then the two water parks.
Oh,
so,
I didn't even know there was water parks.
There are two water parks, Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. Right. So
I just learned something.
There you go. Yeah. For first-time visitors, I often recommend at least 5 days in the park, 2 days in Magic Kingdom because it's so large.
It is.
And then Hollywood, one in Hollywood, one in Animal Kingdom, and one in Epcot. Now, some people don't want to tackle all the parks on your first trip, and that's fine, too.
That sounds miserable to me.
But
I'm not trying to be a, you know, Daniel Downer, but I mean,
well, yeah. Some people love that park stuff. Like I see on, there's certain friends that I see post photos on social media and it's like they're at Disney again or they're at this. They love it. They just love it.
Well, here's the reason I do the 2 days in Magic Kingdom. That's because we don't like to be in there from sun up to sundown. We like to take our time. I don't like to feel rushed. Right. And with the size of that park, that helps us to take that midday break. Or have a little downtime, or sit down for dinner, or whatever it is.
You're not go.
Uh-huh. But I mean.
Our plan at Universal was to take an entire day break. Like, we had three days worth of passes, and we had plenty of days there. So we were going to go one day, chill out at the hotel the second day, and then go back and do the other park on the third day. Of course, that's not how it worked out, because.
Because, yeah.
You know, it was go all the time. And
right.
I don't know how we found the energy to do that.
Well, it can be. It just depends on how much time you have. If you have time for a day off in the middle, that's great.
Oh man,
especially if your resort is just really relaxing, nice, right. Has great pools and things like that.
Right.
So, how far in advance, if somebody wants to go on a vacation, when do they start? When do they start contacting you?
Well, again, it depends on your destination. If you're interested in the Walt Disney World Resort, the parks in Orlando. Dining starts booking 180 days in advance, which is 6 months. Ideally, you would plan that far in advance. I can do last minute as well. It happens a lot. But for your best value and your best, you know, if you're very particular about we want this restaurant or we want this resort specifically, the earlier the better. For Disney Cruise Line, I definitely recommend as far in advance as you can because as you get closer to the dates, the rates go up.
Yeah. So when are the best, what's the best time? Is there a best affordable time to go to Disney?
I'm sorry. I guess we should clarify. We're talking about Orlando specifically.
Right.
Well, we are, but it would be the same
We live in the eastern part of the country, right. But people go to Disneyland all the time.
And right. And I can do Disneyland. Yeah. There's a Disney resort in Hawaii, Aulani. There's a Disney resort in Hilton Head, a Disney resort in Vero Beach. And then there's also Adventures by Disney, which are tours all over the world.
Okay.
So
I didn't mean to derail the question.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't remember what was my question.
Neither do I. You're younger than me. I'm counting on you.
You said ideal times to travel.
Oh, when to go. Right. You know, because I know there's where we are. We have fall break, spring break, and summer.
Right.
You know, off. And I'm not one to take my kids out of school to go on a vacation. I imagine that some random week in September would be pretty good on rate wise because everyone's in school.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
That's unless you're going to take your kid out of school, you're just going to pay a little bit more.
Right. So your breaks are going to be a little bit of your, you know, higher rates. Yes, your value seasons are going to be September. Right after school gets back in, there are a couple dates in late January, early February that can be low crowd and low prices as well. But
I think I went in November all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That would have been a busy time, though.
Well, depending on what.
Because the snowbirds would have been down. at that point. I don't know.
Okay, we're analyzing all of this.
Depending on what week.
I think this is what people think about. Like, oh, right. when's the best time to go?
So could somebody come to you and say, here's the deal. This is our budget.
Yeah, what and can we do?
Just, mm-hmm. boom, we need to stick to this budget in terms of airfare, hotel, activities, with that wiggle room for cash. Is that something often you can handle?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if it's something I can't work, you know,
if you tell people you're unrealistic, right, you can't go to Disney for $500, dude.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, Disney, Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando has four levels of resorts, including value, moderate, deluxe, and deluxe villa. So you've got something.
I'm deluxe villa. all the way.
I'm going to need to know what the value. What's that? What that's like.
The value resorts?
Yeah.
Do you get a tent?
Is it Hampton Inn or America's have bathrooms? Best bathrooms?
Those are actually at the those are at the campgrounds. There are actually campsites.
Okay.
If you wanted to do the tenting, tent camping at Disney, you could do that too.
Yeah.
But
the term value always makes me think.
Value.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick off the value menu.
Well, America's Best Value Inn does not have the greatest accommodations.
No, Disney is a very nice value resorts. I've stayed at several of them, and they have great themes. There's a movies resort, a music resort, and sports, Pop Century, and Art of Animation, and they have great themes, and they're a lot of fun too.
I think they would be if you think you're never going to be at your hotel, then
yeah.
Why pay all this crazy money
right.
to be at the super deluxe?
Yeah, I just need some place to crash.
Right. So if you're going to be from early morning to late afternoon, who cares? As long as it's clean. And, you know.
Well, and you're going to get all the same perks, no matter which Disney resort you stay at. You're going to get the Disney perks, which are, you know, extra magic hours, transportation throughout the property.
Extra magic hours.
Mm-hmm. Early morning or late evening, extra magic hours, depending on your dates. And transportation, magic bands, which are those bands you were talking about.
Right.
Which, Those are so cool. They have your park tickets and your dining plan and your room key and your charge card all on your wrist.
Unbelievable.
They're gonna do retina scans in like a decade.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
It's gonna be like we go to Disney and everybody when you go.
Welcome back.
You'll be on a ride if you have if you take advantage of the photo package, the memory maker. You'll be on a ride, and you'll get off, and you'll pull up your app, and there's a video of you riding the ride.
Oh.
So it kind of, it's just neat. It does make it a lot easier, as everybody says. It seems like a lot of details working up to your trip, but once you get there, it's all so convenient with your magic band.
So how do you deliver the itinerary? So is a family walking around with a piece of paper? What do you provide them so that they know what to do?
Well, you will have your My Disney Experience app, which on that app you would be able to pull up your fast pass times and your dining reservations. And then my agency, we also provide you with some tip cards when you book through us. And on your tip cards, you have tips that help you kind of maneuver the parks. And one of the first cards shows you the park times. The crowd levels, parade times, things like that, and remind you of, you know, which park you're supposed to be in which day. So between those cards and that app,
you have everything.
You have everything.
Right. So one of the things that people find it hard to believe is that they don't have to pay you.
Correct. You will pay the same going through me as you would booking directly with Disney or Disney Cruise Line or Universal. I'm at no extra charge to my clients.
Right. So,
but the savings is in the convenience.
Well, the convenience, but she'll know, you know, whereas I might have to spend an hour or two trying to figure out things, she'll just know it.
Right.
Right.
So she'll
save me money probably.
Right. And yes. And we always have our ears and eyes out for discounts or deals too that we're, you know, try to
grab
for our clients if they're available. And like you said, time saver, and
it all just gets handed to you.
So, how often do you go to the park?
To the parks
for work.
For work.
For work.
And are your children tired of it?
They are not tired of it. This year I took a training trip to Universal. I went in the beginning of February. So, and I hope that I will, be able to visit Disney later in the year. I try to get to a destination at least once or twice a year, mm-hmm. and then
write that right off of your taxes.
Research, and then I'll try to take the family when I can, when it's, you know, school schedule allows.
Right. And so by the time, how many have you covered everything, you know, over the course of years in terms of speaking? You know, this way a person doesn't have to take a virtual tour. They can, if they're working with you, they know, oh, that you're telling me about this resort, you've actually experienced it.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to tour all the resorts. I haven't been able to stay
right,
in them all yet.
Yes,
but,
right.
I've been able to tour them. And the other thing that, while it's so important for me to get back there often, is they are always changing things,
right.
too. So site tours, online trainings, things like that, we're constantly having to go through to keep up with the new things that are happening at Disney and Universal. Disney just is getting ready to open Pandora in Animal Kingdom, which is the Avatar land.
Oh.
That opens at the end of May. And also at the end of May, Universal is opening their third park, which is a water theme park called Volcano Bay.
Okay.
Volcano Bay. Gosh.
I want to talk about you for a minute.
Okay.
you clearly, this is fun.
It is.
You enjoy this.
Very much.
Is this what you planned on doing when you were younger and you thought, I just want to grow up and I want to work with Disney? I mean,
no.
We're interested in how people's lives turn out.
Sure. So, actually, when I was young, I went to Disney one time with my family, and then I went twice in high school with some friends and
Did you sneak in some booze?
You know what? No.
Okay. No. It's with a church group, Dan.
Come on.
I don't care. I would have snuck the booze in.
I was with the school. And then we took a trip with my niece and nephew when my oldest son was 6 months old. And I guess I need to back up. I was a teacher. I was a high school English teacher.
Yeah, there you go. I'm digging for that.
There you go. I'm a Clemson grad. I have to say that. Go Tigers. And
they're like really crazy into it, too. It's like all orange all the time.
All the time. And so I was a high school teacher. And when we started having kids, I decided to stay home. And we went to Disney when my oldest son was 6 months with my niece and nephew. And I just kind of fell in love with it. And I've always loved to travel and plan. Mm-hmm. I love to.
That's why you're probably a great teacher. You love the planning.
I do.
I know all about that.
Other than Disney resorts, what's the most exotic place you've been?
Oh, man.
There must be a long list.
She's all Disney all the time.
Or what's the best place? I shouldn't say exotic.
Gosh, there's. I guess we took a cruise for our honeymoon and got to see, you know, the Caribbean. And I.
Did you sail through a hurricane? Because we did on our honeymoon.
No.
It was an adventure.
I bet that sounds like
there was
an
a lot
adventure.
Of vomit involved. Not on my part, on my wife's part. We were up in the fifth floor of the ship, was a shopping mall sort of thing.
Right.
And the cabinets were opening
and
closing.
Oh my goodness.
Anyhow, I've derailed your conversation.
No, that's you need a second honeymoon.
You do.
Yeah.
Go. I know who you can talk to.
I can help you.
Okay. So the question was.
So you just fell in love with it.
I did. And then I had a good friend from church in North Carolina who started the agency.
Oh, okay.
Terry McDonald is our owner, and my manager Ginger McKinney. They got together and kind of got it started, and we moved to Atlanta, and I just happened to contact her one day, and she said, would you like to do this? I don't have any agents in Atlanta. And I said, sure. And that was in 2010. And I've been doing it ever since.
And now you live in Louisville.
And now I live in Louisville, yes, which is where I'm from. But
oh, okay. Gotcha. You always come home, right?
That's right.
Not me.
So it's accidental happiness.
Right,
which
exactly.
Which happens to people.
I think so, too. It has. Yeah. It's been great. So
I love it.
Yes, and she would be my example number 762 that teachers can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Absolutely.
The rest of us are screwed.
I know.
We can only do one thing.
Because if you've been in the classroom for any amount of time, I'm fairly certain you could do anything after that.
Well, how do people get in contact with you then if they
Well, you can go through my website. We are we're TMC Travel, and our website's www.tmctravelonline.com, or my email is Lindsay, that's Lindsey, at gotmctravel.com.
Very cool.
I'd say, why not?
Well, I'm a little disappointed because we can't go. Now I'm kind of excited to go back to Orlando, but we have my daughter made a field hockey team. So now we're vacationing in Virginia Beach.
Well, there you go. To go along with the field hockey.
Yeah, gotcha. We're just kind of lumping the two together, which, you know.
Next year, maybe.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So I think people should contact you.
Yeah.
Thanks contact Lindsay. Plan your vacation.
Please
take the
do.
Ease out of it.
That's right.
Take the make it easy. What am I talking about? Take the ease out of it. Make it easy.
Yeah, you do all the work. I don't need that. I don't have time for that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you all so much.
Head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Rom.
Today I'm with Matt Jones,
Kevin Harned,
Pat 40.
I'm with Anu Sheriott,
Crispin Wall,
United States Congressman John Yarmuth,
Sarah Brofancher, and Susie Eastman.
I have Kristen Boone,
one of St. Matthew's most favorite sons, Danny Flanagan.
It's Pat Day.
The list goes on and on. The most interesting people in the Ville are on the Rusty Satellite Show with Rick Redding. New episodes Thursdays on Louisville.am.
Now I'm ready to go back to Orlando. You know what, though? I would love to go to California.
I'm going to go there sometime because my sister-in-law actually works for Disney.
Oh, nice.
And they live really nearby. We've never been to visit them. My husband goes to visit them, but a lot, you know, four of us flying across country to California, we've just never done it.
Yeah.
But eventually we will, and so I'm sure we'll go to Disneyland.
It's smaller.
I have no idea.
I think you can absorb more of it in a shorter period of time.
Probably. I don't know. They pop in and out.
And there's so much in L.A. to do, too. I'm sort of fascinated with Los Angeles, having grown up in the 80s, and the movies were based there, and, of course, you know, the metal music that
I've never been to California, so we do plan to go. I just don't know when that's going to happen.
Been to San Francisco.
I haven't.
Pretty nice.
Washington is my only West Coast, and I guess is Hawaii West Coast?
Yes.
Yes, there you go.
It's the West Coast.
It is the West. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe Alaska might be.
I don't know about that. Anyway, this is a really dumb conversation.
Longitudes.
Yeah. So at any rate, we're grateful for her to come in to share her knowledge, and now we know it doesn't have to be a daunting task.
And seriously, clearly she knows what she's talking about, because she mentioned places of Disney that I didn't even know existed.
Right.
I mean, she's spewing off all these different parks and hotel resorts. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I know nothing. So stick with someone who knows it.
Well, she, this is another bad segue, was able to come in and drop a lot of Disney wisdom for us. So now let's you and I jump into.
Man, I've got certain information.
What do you think the meaning of life is? The
best place to be is here. The best time to be is now.
Party on, dudes!
Little girls are delicate. Boy, you put in the backyard like a dog, it raises itself.
Words of wisdom.
That last little bit, I got to get that out of there. It doesn't make any sense. I just like that comedian.
Oh, okay.
He's funny, so I wanted to put him in there.
You think he's wise?
Well, I don't know about that. I listen to his podcast. I think he's kind of a dummy, but he's
all right.
Anyway, what do you have to share this week?
You can learn from dummies, by the way.
I know
you can learn quite a lot from dummies. What do I have? Okay, so this, I saw somebody, everything goes back to something I saw on Facebook, but anyway.
You should learn something from that, maybe.
So somebody asked a question, one of my Facebook friends asked a question, because he was going to go talk to a bunch of soon-to-be graduates and wanted to get everybody's best advice to, you know, now that we're of this age.
Yeah.
Because he's about our age. And most people were commenting about, you know, work ethic and just working yourself to death. And one person wrote a comment.
Got to get ahead in life.
Yeah. And one person, and I agree with, I don't think very many people work harder than me.
That has been documented.
But the one person wrote a comment basically like, you have to be willing to work so hard, work overtime, just work yourself to death, essentially, for very little pay. You have to be willing to do that. And I think I used to be like that. But my words of wisdom now would more reflect the quote, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Right. Yeah.
That I used to do that. And I learned how horrible it is.
You know what, though? I think...
And so I would never tell a 22-year-old, work yourself to death. I would teach them about balance and teach them that you have to take care of yourself in order to do good at, you know...
Whatever it is.
At whatever it is.
I think, though, and I may be generalizing here, and maybe we get our resident millennial back in here, but I think the millennials have figured that out. That they want to make a difference in the world. Again, I'm generalizing. And they're going to do something that they care about doing. They're not just going to go, like I did, I needed to get a job because I needed health insurance and I needed some money, and I didn't love it.
Right.
And I think that by and large, this generation that is entering the workforce now, are they millennials still?
I don't know. I don't know what our kids are and stuff.
From what I read, they've figured it out.
Yeah, and so that's what I
that's kind bad of, advice for a 22-year-old.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
They're not going to listen.
So I would never kind of tell people that the way to be successful is to just overwork yourself and undervalue yourself. Now, certainly, you can't go into a job and say, hey, I'm awesome, and I need to be paid way higher because you value yourself. You know, you have to work your way up there. Mm. But I've been in plenty of situations where I've worked really, really hard and overworked myself and put too much in and didn't get paid appropriately. And so it's kind of like, I think the reason was, you know, I didn't take care of myself. I didn't balance things. It was just all about the work.
Yeah.
And so
it may not have been something you cared about doing anyway.
Well, sometimes it was, sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah.
But the point is, now that I'm approaching 40, less than a year now.
I know.
Until the big 40.
We totally forgot to commemorate that.
less than a year to go until I turn 40. I now know that I can only give if I have something to give.
Fill up your tank.
That's right. I just think people have to look at their lives and look at... I think I put something on our Facebook page too. Stop saying yes to beep you hate.
Yeah, stuff you hate.
You know, it's kind of like look at what you're doing and make sure it's in line with being productive and taking care of yourself so that you can do that cycle of giving when you have something to give.
Yeah.
So it's anyway,
good advice. Very wise.
I just saw that and it kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. Kind of like, I would never tell a 22-year-old now, kill yourself, work overtime for very little pay. I would tell them, you know, take your time, use it wisely and work your way up. But there is no reason you have to kill yourself.
My words of wisdom sort of tie in with that. And it sort of ties in with what we were talking about earlier with the TV series I watch is, we got to let the sunshine in.
Oh yeah.
And the
tingling on your skin.
Right. And I was, I guess it was yesterday afternoon when I was starting to feel better about my brain chemistry and I put on some music that I was going to kind of rock out a little bit. And I got a cold shiver because it hit me in just the right spot. And it was ZZ Top. I mean, it's not like it was something like Mozart or something that would have been uplifting. It was ZZ Top, but it hit that nerve, and that's when I knew, oh. So I gravitated toward art, if you'll kind of call ZZ Top art, that I knew that would let the sunshine in on me. And so that's kind of started my process. And then by the time I got home, I had to drive home from Lexington. I put everything down, and I went out and sat on the deck and watched the dog.
Awesome.
And it was great. And now I feel like me again. So let the sunshine in, people. It's out there. Okay.
People need to find us. People need to listen.
We got to do this at the beginning of the show. 40ishpodcast.com, 40ishpodcast on Facebook and Twitter. Hit us up, people. We want to hear from you. Talk to you next week.